The people of America are revolting, in the very best sense of that term. America's media and political leaders also are revolting, but in the very ugliest sense of that term, for they mostly are ignoring the people's revolt. All across our great country, there's a massive outpouring of heartfelt, outraged opposition to George W.'s Iraq attack. Tens of thousands of people have joined street rallies, candlelight vigils, marches on congressional offices, protests at Bush's fundraisers, visits to Dick Cheney's house, and other demonstrations, not only in D.C., San Francisco, and other expected places, but also in places like Tulsa and New Smyrna, Phoenix and Dearborn, Roswell and Rochester. This rebellion includes grandmothers who've never protested, Gulf War and Vietnam vets, church folks, corporate executives, even Republicans. In addition to street actions, Congress is deluged with letters, email, faxes, and phone calls against the pell-mell rush into Iraq. Robert Byrd, the usually hawkish senator from West Virginia who led the opposition to Bush's war resolution, says he got 20,000 calls and 50,000 emails in 1 week, urging him to keep up the fight. Quote, "They are my heroes," he said of these grassroots rebels, adding that the American people seem to have a better understanding of the Constitution than those who are elected to represent them. Yet, if you watch television news and listen to the pundits, you'd think you're alone in America if you don't go along with Bush's BS. The mass media establishment has been a perpetual war drum, mostly ignoring the spreading prairie fire of opposition. But have heart, we're stronger than you think. Even in Congress, 23 senators and 133 House members voted no on the war resolution, including 90% of African American members, 80% of Latinos, 60% of House Democrats, and 59% of the women in Congress. This is Jim Hightower saying, now that's a solid base for sanity, and we've only begun to fight, so keep agitating.